Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Acknowledging that for many of you, waking up to a new day, it's April 25th. Hopefully you'll all wake up to the fact that it's a new day, it's a new dawn, and we have come around to focus our attention on you and what's going on in the world here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, who's back again after the bout she had with allergies and things that are
still questionable. Jury is out.
They go boom in the night. They stick. You know that spot that's on TV for Flonase? Those horrible creatures that come crawling through the city. God, that's gross. I felt like that was who had gone after your voice. And actually, a week ago, I thought it was who had gone after mine, in fact. So let's hold a good thought for everybody who's going through a lot of ukka yucca bungalungas with the rain kind of washing some of that stuff away, but because all the trees aren't out, they're not all in full bloom yet, so there's going to be more pollen for those of you. It's a big time for Benadryl. What else did you take?
Claritin, Benadryl, Tylenol, cold and flu, Dayquil, NyQuil. Yeah, I tried everything because I couldn't figure out if it was cold or allergies, and nothing was working. And I can only say that the thing that worked the most was Benadryl, in the sense that it just knocked me out.
Right.
It's hard to feel sick if you're in a coma.
That's it. Right, exactly. All right, so Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. There's a study that's out today, the battle for AM's future in the dashboard of Ford and others, but Ford's the most prominent here, and I've made this a big to-do because I think it is a big to-do. You're hearing announcements all the time on this program from the National Association of Broadcasters focused on what it is that is, what's important here. The information, there are all kinds of focus, there's different focus depending on who the audience might be, rural America, older America, money America, but Ford, I think, has stepped on it here, the fact that they've announced they would remove AM from all future vehicles, I think, are going to regret this move. One of the most loyal of all of the fan bases are actual Ford owners themselves. That is, the people who own Fords already and who would trade if you're loyal. You know, I've done that. I had to do that with my cars. And all of the trucks I have on my farm are all Fords. I'm not going to support what they're doing. So there's a comprehensive analysis of listening data. You knew this was going to happen. From a lot of different sources, there are 82 million Americans right now who listen to AM radio. And for looking at Ford owners represent 20% of all of the U.S. AM radio listeners. And either people who are or who are more likely to listen to AM than what might be the national average for this. So if the AM listener, looking at General Motors, let's see here, they represent about the same size of American AM radio listeners. 57% of the AM radio audience listens to news talk stations, like the one you're listening to right now. AM FM radio dominates listening in the car. 88% of the advertiser-supported audio is in cars. That's a huge, huge number. So looking at, and this is, by the way, this is done by, the study's been done by advertisers that are on AM radio at the moment. So audio, you look at the perception here, and people are angry. about this. People who have Fords, people who might be buying Fords. So it'll be interesting to see where the Ford Motor Company goes with mm-hmm. all this. I remember growing up, they called it the FOMO Co. Ford F-O, Motor M-O, C-O for company, Ford Motor Company. FOMO Co. Kind
of
like
now I hear FOMO and I'm like fear of missing out.
Yes. Right. There you go. So that's that story in a nutshell. A couple of other things that people are talking about today in terms of who does what to whom. Television personalities Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon, for the first time, they have the same thing in common. They both got fired yesterday.
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting to see this thing play out. And a lot of people say, oh, Fox is going to be sorry. No, they're not. Fox and both Fox and CNN are running a business. They're not here to cater to you unless you fit into their area of dominant influence, as we call it on radio and television, the ADI. Carlson does and has fit into the Fox News tone, if you will, but the statement...
He almost was Fox News.
Well, for me, no. Sean is more Fox News than he is. For me, that's just... But I'm not a fan of what comes out because that's not my thing. I don't want to listen or I don't want to watch. I've always thought that Carlson was the least intelligent of all the people that were there. But because he was prominently featured in that big, Dominion voting system thing, the company's going to have to cough up hundreds of millions of dollars, and mostly it's because of him. There were other network personalities who certainly were part of this filing, but the exchanges mostly that were made public were Carlson's. And so, anyway, the interesting thing is that the people who liked him most are Trumpers, but he didn't like Trump. You know, I thought we are very close to we're being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait. You know, stuff like that. I hate him passionately. Okay, so, you know, that's all blowing so much huffing and puffing. But the election stuff is what created that circumstance. So it'll be interesting to see how they fill that time over at Fox. Same thing with Don Lemon, who's been fired by CNN. He is arrogant and difficult. He was there for 17 years, which I didn't know that. But again, I don't pay attention. I think CNN, all these people and all of these shows, they're all full of themselves. They're speaking to an audience. It's the same idea as me liking to watch Blue Bloods or the Law and Order franchise or Chicago shows or the FBI shows. I'm interested because I find those shows interesting. Mm-hmm. I didn't find Don Lemon interesting. I found him obnoxious. Pretty much the same. I felt the same about both of them. So I'm not the audience. I think Don Lemon will have a more difficult time than Tucker landing someplace. It may be that he can take his cachet to MSNBC, but NBC has not the stomach that CNN does to, you know, go out on some of the limbs that Don Lemon's been out on. Rachel Maddow, who's on CNBC, who is a very well-respected and deservedly so, very intelligent, very well-put-together presenter of ideas, is someone that just kind of grabs you, and with her intellectual approach to things, I think that she does a good job, frankly. I'm not a watcher of MSNBC particularly, if I have the opportunity, but because a Morning Joe is on when I'm on, I don't get a chance to see much of that either. But it is, it's this kind of stuff is amazing what the old news business has become. Huffery and puffery. And the new News Nation that's on WGN, the old WGN in Chicago, has, for example, Cuomo, who got canned by CNN for, you know, doing stuff that wasn't real legitimate, at least far as they were concerned. So, does Don Lemon end up in a place like that? I don't think so. I don't see him. He's too one-sided. Cuomo kind of learned his lesson, and he's doing what News Nation wants to do, and that is present the news without the filter, without all of the, you know, and they'll often talk on the air about Fox or CNN or some of the others that don't get it right. I happen to like their hosts, the ones that I have time to see, which is usually in the evening, and I like their approach to the news. I think they're about as objective as what's available.
Well, Don Lemon was the one who commented on Nikki Haley saying that she was past her prime and everything. But if you see where Tucker Carlson, a lot of the news sources were saying it was almost a mutual decision. He departs. Where Don Lemon is like, no, he was canned. He was fired.
Yeah.
And according to Don Lemon, he wasn't even fired to his face. He learned of his firing through his agent.
Welcome to broadcasting 2023. There it is. So anyway, as you huff and puff, you can share your thoughts if you want with us. 855-999-DOUG. We're on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. I'm sure there'll be a lot of comments we can use on this weekend's talk radio review. Right now, I want to talk about Balance 7. Balance 7. If I repeat that a number of times, Balance 7. You've heard me talking about it a good deal the last 3 or 4 weeks, because I've found that it does do a lot to balance out the acid-alkaline balance in my body, and I'm pretty sure it'll do the same thing for you, because the right pH balance will help increase your energy, it's good for your memory, it unlocks your immune system. It's about protecting you. So, if you want to find out for yourself how Balance 7 will work to make your life better, your body better, I would suggest you call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you'll feel the difference. Once you take this 3 times a day for 3 or 4 days, you will feel the difference, guaranteed, or your money back. And when you call and order now, you get Balance 7 and $15 off your order and a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money back guarantee. How can you lose? Let's go, 800-793-9039, or you can go to balance7.com. But check it out and feel as you want to feel, and that's better. You want to feel your best? Help yourself. It's 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug.
Yes, it's that time again. Time for the annual spring sale at Wagon Save with unique products for your pups and cats. All your furry friends, and up to 70% off. Shop at WagNSave.com. That's WagNSave.com. Wagon Save offers fast 2-day delivery on most products. Shop fancy treats for your pets at WagNSave.com. That's WagNSave.com.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple, because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap, with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only, while supplies last.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
For
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with J.A. Kirshner. Paula Abdul is on the social media circuit, in a manner of speaking, in the celebrity news department, where there is traction, if you will. This is a revelation, if you will. Secrets are coming out about Paula Abdul. I've always thought she was, you know, pretty, she appeared to be modest. Is that the right word for her? She's someone who doesn't... A lot of those celebrities sort of... they capture the image that they like of themselves, and they keep kind of pushing that. I don't feel that way about her. I feel like she's someone who has a pretty even hand on life. So let's find out what she's revealed a secret. So let's find out what that secret is inside the world of entertainment after this.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you really think he thinks about you when he's out? He's a cold blooded snake.
Wow. Ever date somebody like that? A cold blooded snake. So Paula Abdul, believe it or not, is 60 years old. That I find hard to believe.
It is.
Right? So anyway, she has been interviewed. She's doing a lot of stuff around the country. She's from Syrian and Brazilian background, mother and father. When her father is Syrian, I guess her mother's Brazilian.
Her dad's Syrian and Brazilian, and then her mother's very, very fair complexion.
Okay. Anyway, so What's the scoop here? You would be the expert. I'm sure that you pay attention to all of this stuff.
There has been different photos that had gone out, and people are like, is this Paula Abdul? She looks like a child. And then she was asked about her youthful appearance and everything, and she credited genetics. She said it's her dad being Syrian and Brazilian and her mom being beautifully fair, and just genetics did it. What, for once, I would like a celebrity to be like, you know what? I get a chemical peel once a month. I have facials once a week.
Yeah,
like, it takes a lot of work to look this young. And also, thank you to Photoshop and filters.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't say that. And was I right when I started this off a few minutes ago by suggesting she was pretty modest and she seemed not, I don't know, she just...
That's definitely how she presents herself in interviews. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So she basically became, she was more known as a dancer to begin with than she was a singer, if I recall, right? Did she have more, she was a dancer for various other singers?
Yeah, I believe she was one of the Laker girls when she was first getting started. And then she became a singer, and she was one of the most, I guess, notable pop icons in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. But she was on one of the TV shows as a judge for a while, if I recall correctly, too, wasn't she? Was she on the Voice
of American
Idol?
Yeah, I think she was one of the original American Idol ones.
Yeah, right. And that's where she got her. That's where she kind of got her her real notoriety, if you will. So good for her. Congratulations. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You need parts fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Well, then you should go to O'Reilly and get what you need. Professional parts people, they're great at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As we enter the presidential election cycle, the question is, who's in and who's not? The White House announced President Biden will make his announcement in a pre-recorded announcement after Democrat RFK Jr. announced he wants Biden's job. Over on the GOP side, former President Trump was the first to jump in, with over 1,800 registered voters asked a week ago by a Harvard Caps Harris poll. He said they favor Trump over Biden 45% to 40%. Jim McLaughlin, partner at McLaughlin & Associates on Fox News, explains why he thinks the numbers are leaning this way.
And the main reason for Donald Trump's surge over the last couple months, he's talking issues. And when people see in hindsight, they look at those issues that they care about, they're saying, I was doing a lot better when Donald Trump was president versus Joe Biden.
In a blockbuster deal, Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback for the New York Jets. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
The whys and the wherefores of today. It's Tuesday, the 25th of April. How do you do? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you in part by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can check that out at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I'm here to bring you the good, the bad, the ugly. The only thing that we get from Jay is good, no bad, no ugly. The bad and ugly is my responsibility. Responsible for the good.
You handle it so well.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you. Here's something optimistic to think about, a positive thought from somebody. This lady, I don't know why I've been concentrating on her a lot lately. The author, Toni Morrison, writes, if there's a book that you want to read, but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. I think I went through that. I was thinking about that and how it applied, and I thought it was so good. It is, really, it is. You are responsible for your thoughts. So if they're good, you like them, write them down. Right? Think about it. And it's really, it's good for your head. It's good for your body. Speaking of things that are good for your body, I'm going to talk about with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's our expert on your heart, one of the two doctors that's attached to this program every week on Good Day Health. He does an hour. Jack Stockwell does an hour. And then they also appear on the program with some of the particulars about important things. And because Ken is a cardiologist, it'd be interesting to talk this week with him about this new technique, Jay, that reverses damage that's left by heart attacks. This is a very interesting, very important consequence. You know what a heart attack does, scar tissue, that sort of thing. But
makes you more likely to have another one?
Yes. Yep. Right. Exactly. Especially if you don't change your evil ways. So researchers have identified a way to reverse some of the damage caused by a heart attack. They've done it by inducing in mice a heart attack, and then they've figured out how to transform the scar tissue into healthy tissue. And this was basically put together because they've been studying how young hearts heal themselves. Our bodies heal basically themselves through our entire life until they don't, and when they don't, you die. So there is this whole business about how to rejuvenate our bodies using techniques to reverse things like heart attacks, or not, or reverse the effect of them. So I think it's interesting to look at. This has been brought about by a stretchy patch that they can insert. The things they can do now operationally to put inside of your heart, there are valves, there are all kinds of things. When it was thought that I had had a TIA a couple of years ago, there are all kinds of things that were suggested to me, go into your heart, make sure that you don't, you know, you're not going to have some of the problems again. And it turned out I didn't have that. So I didn't need to do what they were talking about doing, but I would have done some of it, even though it seemed scary at the time. Some of this new heart, some of the new operations that are performed, and valves they can replace, and skin they can replace, and do stuff. Well, this is a new patch that's designed to help repairing your heart. It's a prototype patch that does the same job basically as your rejuvenated heart tissue. So it gives you rejuvenated heart tissue before your body rejuvenates the heart tissue. Basically, bridging the area of scar tissue and giving you a better chance to survive. Mm-hmm. Of course, the best way to survive is not to do the things to your body that cause a heart attack in the first place.
Prevention.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's why Ken is an important adjunct to that conversation, because he's a preventative cardiologist and goes about the business. You know, Mediterranean diet is the best thing for you. One of the other things that's best for you is having a dog. We talked to Warren Eckstein, the pet expert, is here with us. You can hear his tips every day on this program. He joins us on Wednesdays to talk about some of the things that are coming up in his weekend program. And one of the things that is really good for heart attack and stroke patients, they all live longer if they have a dog.
Well, which makes good sense, doesn't it? Yeah, it absolutely does. I mean, dogs, for our physical health, our mental health, we take them for walks. We're a little bit more active when we have them. But I think there are some instances when having a dog might not be best for the health, and it's not at the fault of the dog.
No.
It's the dog owner who maybe is still just as lazy, not getting active, maybe super allergic to the dog, or allergic to outdoor allergens and doesn't clean the dog regularly or anything like that.
Yeah.
But that could definitely be detrimental to the health. But if you are a good dog owner, dogs are the best thing ever. We don't deserve them.
Wonderful. Yep. I have this. I never thought I would love a dog again because of my relationship with Charlotte Ann for 15 years. But I love this dog, Daisy. She's such a sweet thing. She's different. And you can love, feel differently, and still love, love, love what you're around. And I think that goes for humans as well. You can love a husband or a wife, and maybe you get a divorce, or maybe one of them passes away, or things change, and you think, well, I'll never do that again. And I think that's not the way to look at it, because your makeup is one of love. Part of the spirit, mind, body connection is to have you understand what love is all about. And the more loving you are, also, the less likely you are to have a heart attack. That's been proven by study after study after study after study. So, love. Make sure there's love in your heart. Right, so that takes care of the love department.
Where are the Beatles right now? All you
the
need
Beatles,
is love.
You love me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Joe Biden has made a big announcement. It's very exciting because nobody expected him to run for re-election, but here he is today announcing that he'll seek a second term. The pitch for voting for Joe at the moment is that he is the best positioned to keep Donald Trump from reclaiming the White House. So here we have these two old fossils, Trump and Biden, running against each other. So some people would have us think. Is that what you think? I don't think. And I don't want to put into words what I don't think is good. Maybe the reality is that that's what happens, but I hope not. Because
yeah, like
neither of them. Yeah, come on. Let's find.
Show of hands. Anybody? Anybody?
Joe Manchin. I'd vote for him. I'd vote for more. I'd prefer to vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., frankly, at the moment. I think Manchin is a pretty good bridge to both sides. On the Republican side, who's a good bridge? I don't know. I think kind of Nikki Haley maybe is an interesting bridge. DeSantis is not. Trump is not. So where's the future? Why are we voting? You know, this is the president, and so he's the president and resident. That's our Joe. He's not a good president. And how do you define? I guess we'd all define it differently, right? Getting things done is what any leader should do, and I don't believe that Biden's getting things done. And I think that Trump got some stuff done,
but he did it
in a clumsy way. And, you know, it's just, I'd like to think that there was more starts there. So anyway, I don't want to waste a lot of time talking about Biden seeking re-election. There's no surprise there, and there's nothing. He didn't offer anything. Under the circumstances. One of my friends who runs one of the radio stations that carries the program just sent me a note. Is there not anyone under the age of 80 that can run the country? Of course there are plenty of people. And Kennedy is a good example of it, I think. But there are plenty of others. You know, we had the problem. I'm just going back to Michael Bloomberg, who I strongly supported last time around. He ran as a Democrat. He's been a Republican. He's been an independent. But he had the experience and the track record running New York City that would have made him a very good president. But because he doesn't come across well, and then I fumble around thinking, okay, well, people said, I don't like the way he came across. Who likes the way Joe Biden comes across? And for that matter, who likes the way Trump comes across?
Yeah.
You know, it's not, so, I don't know, I find that to be kind of a specious argument. But it certainly is food for thought. Who among us can run this country and do it with credit, with meaning, with understanding, with direction? Some sad news for those of you who liked watching Dancing with the Stars. I thought this was kind of surprising. Len Goodman, remember him? He was the head judge on Dancing with the Stars, passed away yesterday at the age of 78. He would go back and forth because he was doing a show in England that was pretty much like Dancing with the Stars. So every week he'd go back and forth from London to, I think they do that in Los Angeles. So he'd fly from L.A. to London every week to do that program. But he was a professional dancer, right? Wasn't that, that's why he made the cut?
Yeah, and he was one of the longest mainstays from 2005 when it started up until this past November when he retired. And he had said that his age is just kind of getting in the way. He doesn't want to get to the point where he's drooling on camera or falling asleep during a dance or something. That was what he was joking. But turns out he had bone cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, and that happens, you know. Ed McMahon died of bone cancer. It happens when you spend a lot of time in a studio under those lights and with all the stuff that is, you know, that flies around that you can't see, all of those waves that come from the lights and from the cameras and all of the stuff that's necessary to have a bright studio. It's not a healthy environment, frankly. So there, that's that story. Here's the story of the fellow who killed Breonna Taylor, the police officer who shot Breonna Taylor back in 2020, is working again. He was fired by the Louisville Metro Police Department after the investigation that showed that, you know, he did something that he ought not to have done. But now he has gotten a job. Why do you suppose there's so much attention paid to this, Jay?
Because of how it all went down. They went into the officers went into the wrong place. She was sleeping. The bullets came through the walls. It was a very tragic situation.
But so what does bringing it up again, unless you're really axe grinding here, what does it do? Why is it important for us to know that this person got... We remember that he killed Breonna Taylor. Got that. We remember being outraged because he wasn't charged really with anything, right?
Mm-hmm. And now he's hired on by the Kentucky Sheriff's Office.
Okay, so what? I don't see that that's... I guess it's worth a mention, and I mentioned it, so that's the end of that. I want to talk about the way for you, where all about being healthy, keeping your body and your mind healthy and well. And as I talk about some of these things, if I endorse something, if I tell you that I use it, and then that means that I believe in it. And that's certainly the case with Calitrin. Over the years, we've talked a lot about this drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that is so successful. It works so well. It's so simple to take. You got to just take it every night, and you'll, if you're losing weight, this is real support for it. You want to keep the weight off, that's the support you need as well. So take it consistently. Calitrin. Find out all about it at toploss.com.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
An itemized deduction. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's hide. Well, let's try that again, Doug. Take two. Let's head down to the kitchen or maybe out to the barn. It's food, farm, and family time here on the Good Day program. First item of issue is an expanded allergy alert on undeclared milk and pretzels from Dakota Style Foods. They've expanded their recall on their braided pretzels, because apparently it has some undeclared milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk, you run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if you consume these pretzels from Dakota Style Foods. I don't know. I've become a fan of chocolate-covered and yogurt-covered pretzels. For whatever the reason, they seem yummy. Pretzels, the salt may be in them. I don't know what it is, but I like them.
Yeah, the sweet and salty. It's a good combination.
Right. So wherever you bought them, bring them back to the store. Anything from Dakota Style Foods you should bring back and get your money back and get your time taken care of as well. The United States Department of Agriculture has announced a new National Institute of Food and Agriculture Director. Dun-dun-dun-dun. How does that affect you? Well, maybe it will, maybe it won't. The director is the person who advances agricultural research and education. Let's see. Her name is Manjit Misra. All right. An esteemed scientist, so the Biden department says, a devotion to studying and sharing. Okay, all right. So anyway, what does this mean to how the food supply works? There's a lot of gobbledygook because there's so much government policy involved in all this stuff. And believe me, I know, looking at things that come to me from the various educational, there are publications that come out pretty much every day from the U.S. Department of Ag, interpreted by the folks either at the American Farm Bureau Federation or the National Farmers Union, and I belong to both of those groups, and I read this stuff, and I think, can we get back to simple farming? And can we get back to all of the complex, and those of you who are on the farm, you know what I'm talking about, complex formulas for aid and the farm bill that's being discussed now and how we help certain farmers more. The whole program has been so bastardized, and the worst of it came during the Trump years because of Sonny Perdue, who was the Department of Ag's leader, was just a boob, flat-footed, not knowledgeable, takes care of all of his good old Southern boy pals. And you can see that in the analysis of what happened to the money that came out of COVID. So under the circumstances, back to leadership and how we are better at distributing. Instead of fixing the problems of distribution and where the money goes, the Congress is now studying the new Farm Bill, which comes around every 5 years, and they're trying to add money to it instead of taking the money away from those people who don't deserve it. The big, huge agribusinesses, they don't need a penny. And yet they've been the ones who walked away, especially the last 6 or 7 years, with most of the dough. 80% of the dough goes to these 4 or 5 big companies that don't need a penny of it. But because the bills are written by people in the Congress who are beholden to these big ag outfits, that's where it goes, instead of to the small family farmer that needs it. So I have little use for the USDA for the most part, unless they clean up their act. One of the other things happening on the farm front, boys and girls, National Association of Farm Broadcasters, among those who are discussing the future of AM radio in cars, the farm broadcasters went last Friday to meet with 15 or 20 members of Congress during this whole discussion. This is becoming a big, big thing. And it ought to be a big thing, because if you don't have these access, these radios, as access to information, most of the farm reports and the information that rural residents get are on AM radio. So you cut them out, they're at a huge disadvantage. It's just ridiculous. And it just shows, the FCC has been out to lunch on this for a long day. The FCC is like the USDA, run by people who are more wonks than they are practicalists to get the job done, so that they look at all the problems and fix them. Instead, it's all about policy and politics. And so once again, you are not being served. And that's the crime here. The fact that government could easily step in, like they could have for Roe v. Wade, and codified the whole thing, there'd be no problem. So if they codified in a way, pass a bill that requires AM radios to be in cars and trucks, that's the end of it. Discussion over. But where is the leadership there? They're all talking about it, but who's doing something about it? And the answer at the moment is a few groups like the farm, the farm broadcasters and people who are actively annoyed at this. So stay tuned. 59 past.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.